Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week, where local student athletes are recognized on a weekly basis for their excellence both in the classroom and in their respective sports, but also for their contributions to their community. And welcome to our latest winner, senior tennis star at Bronxville High School, Victoria McEnroe. Hi, Victoria. How are you?
I'm good.
So I just mentioned this earlier before we got started recording. If you're going to be a tennis player, McEnroe is a pretty good name to have. So good for you. And we've got your coach with you as well, and that is Coach Stephen Klerfeld. Hi, Coach.
Good morning.
So we have to start with the fact that, reigning state champion. Way to go. That's the way to cap off a year. So my first question is then, obviously, how did that feel? And, you know, for what you did to work up to it, to then get to the top of the mountain like that, what was that experience like?
I mean, it was awesome. The season went really well for me. And then, you know, the section finals, I lost in a kind of close match. And the first round of states was a little like rocky. So to improve my level throughout the whole tournament and to kind of finish off a season that was good, but like I felt like there were things I could improve, and then to improve on those things was really rewarding. And it was super fun because I don't think tennis is always the most recognized sport at my school, in the sense that the attention's a lot of the times on other sports that we excel more in. So it was fun to kind of give tennis this new attention.
Oh, I'm sure. And yeah. Yes, you are absolutely right. Yeah, tennis, you know, it wouldn't be the same as some of the other sports, but it's nice of you to put tennis on the map for you folks there at Bronxville. So what is it that you may attribute to the fact that you faced a little bit of difficulty there in working up to winning the state championship, but you were able to kind of adapt along the way? You were able to kind of take some of the things that you've learned and to help put you over the top. What was that?
It was mainly about managing my nerves, because going into the states last year, I was one of the top candidates to win the whole thing. And that was a bit more pressure than the year before, when there was a few girls that were maybe a little bit better than me or around my level. And last year, I really felt like I was a favorite. And just knowing that was kind of intimidating in a sense. And, you know, as it gets closer to your senior year, I just feel like the pressure builds a little bit because you only have so many times to win. So I feel like it was just calming down my nerves when I was playing and just understanding I'm doing something I know how to do instead of getting nervous.
Okay. Well, how do you feel now that you're the defending state champion? Any pressure there, or does that kind of help motivate you to try to say repeat?
It's definitely pressure, but I also did it, so I know that I could do it again. So in a sense, having that knowledge is encouraging. And it also motivates me, you know, to want to defend it. But there's definitely more pressure than last year, and especially since it's my senior year.
Oh, I'm sure there is definitely a little bit of pressure, especially with the fact that, everybody's got your name circled on their calendar. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you're the one, you're the defending state champ. So, but at the same time, you know, if you do now what you did last year when you faced a little adversity and you still made it to the top, you know, you use those same lessons and you move forward, I think you'll do well. And you've had a nice start to the season, I can see. 8 matches, you've only allowed 8 games in 16 sets. You got a big win over Horace Greeley's number one ranked player. And this is a pretty good lead in to now you're going into the state tournament this coming weekend, correct?
Section tournament, yeah.
Oh, section tournament, excuse me. I'm still thinking about the fact that you won the state championship. So you're going into the section tournament. And how do you feel heading into that? I mean, like I said, this is a nice lead in. You've started the season off very, very well.
Yeah, I feel good about it. I always really enjoy the section tournament, and I feel like I almost play even better at times there, just because of the whole setup, and it's very welcoming. It's almost more fun than states in some ways. Like, they do a really great job. So I'm not super nervous, but I also know there's a lot of girls this year that have improved a lot. So I'm ready to like work hard, but I feel confident because I always enjoy the tournament, and I always feel like I'm able to play well. So I hope I can do that again. Yeah.
Oh, well, it is certainly very, very important if you're able to actually enjoy what you're doing and not have it all be just pressure and, you know, knowing that, you know, I got to win. No, actually have a little bit of fun and a place that you said feels welcoming. That's kind of cool. Now, I did have one question of you, and you can educate the Steve here, the Frankenberry, when it comes to tennis. You have a UTR rating of over 8.5. 4.5, which is the highest of all high school girls in the state. What is the UTR? What does that rating mean?
It's like, it's kind of what most people go off of now more than ranking. And it compares how you do with other people who are similar to your level. So it takes into account not just if you won or lost, but like how many games you won. So ranking is kind of based off of if you were able to win this match. It could have been by 2 points or you could have won, you know, 0-0. And UTR just kind of is based off of your ability to play someone instead of the result, in a sense.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, like, say, as a baseball fan, you might it can be considered like war. You know, they always refer to the war of a baseball player. So, yes, I can understand that a little bit better. Now, I appreciate the education. Thank you. And I also see that you're the captain of the team. Now, I do ask folks, I mean, most of the folks that win this award are the captains of their respective teams. And obviously, your play on the court, you lead by example. But how does it feel being the captain? How does it feel knowing that those younger players are looking to you for guidance and for leadership?
I mean, it's great because I think I've worked really hard and to be able to kind of give back to younger people and like inspire them just makes my work even more valuable. But I also feel like they have an effect like on me as well. Like I grew up playing USTA and sometimes that's the like individual basically. And it sometimes is a little lonely maybe and because you're just playing by yourself. So honestly, having a team and having younger girls who are excited by like the way you're playing is they kind of give a lot to me because I feel like the encouragement and the like the team goes like both ways in a sense. Like I get to mentor them, but then I feel a lot of support from them as well. So
yeah, which is something I was going to ask too, because with tennis being more of an individual sport, you know, how do you work in that teamwork concept? And you just answered the question there, and that's nice to hear. So is there anything that you learned from the folks that you looked up to from your captains when you were younger that you're, say, imparting on the younger players now?
Yeah, I feel like always being very positive and just if someone has a bad match, just kind of explaining that that's, you know, the sport that's going to happen sometimes. Like I remember the captains, I was captain last year, but there were still seniors who I felt like were more in a sense wise than me and more mature. So just seeing them, their ability to maintain their composure is something that I definitely learned from older girls, whether or not we were at the same level. I just feel like the maturity is something I was able to learn from. So yeah.
And have you seen any improvement now this season in some of the younger players that you're particularly proud of, you know, that maybe you might say to yourself, I had a bit of a hand in that?
Oh, definitely. I think that, well, we have a really good sophomore now who plays singles and she's kind of in between second and third singles. And she's definitely improved a ton this past year. And I think in general, everyone this year is a lot more focused and into it. And I just think that that comes a lot from the success last year of me as an individual in a sense, because it gives the team that idea that like we can get to the top. And also this year, we're a really strong team. And yeah, I think that kind of grew from the success last year.
Obviously, you're building on it with the start that you all have had, that you've had. So Coach, let me turn to you here, Coach Klorfeld. Talk to me about Victoria, about coaching Victoria.
Wow. Well, what can I say? First of all, I just want to mention that the last name doesn't win any points on the court, that Victoria has earned every single achievement she's accomplished. So I'm always amazed by her work ethic, her humility. There's so many qualities that I just really admire. And I got to say that 3 years ago, when Victoria came to Bronxville as a sophomore, and when she came on, she was in a different place completely. She was dealing with a couple of injuries. She couldn't use her left hand so much. And she went all the way to the quarterfinals of the state tournament, really one-handed, which was remarkable. But I've had Victoria in the classroom last year and again this year. And so really in every arena, Victoria's impressed me in really every way. I got to add also that her addition to the team is remarkable because you've got somebody who's got this remarkably clean technique that students can watch. You know, they're not necessarily going to watch a match on television, but when they're watching Victoria, they're seeing, okay, this is textbook how to hit a forehand or how to hit a backhand. And that is invaluable for any sport, really.
And I'm sure that is. I'm sure for the younger players to be able to see that kind of expertise on the court is really, really helpful to them.
For sure.
I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with senior tennis star at Bronxville High School, Victoria McEnroe. And Victoria, now half of this award is also the academic side of things and also your involvement in the community, your involvement in school outside of your sport. And I see when it comes to the academic side of things, being in the top 3% of your class, yeah, you got that pretty well handled. And also, mostly AP classes, and in all of your AP classes, you've scored a 5 on every exam, and that has earned you the AP Scholars Award. Now, that's pretty impressive stuff. So, of all your classwork, what is it that strikes your fancy? What is it that you might think about considering when you move forward into college?
Well, I really like physics and math, and I think that I'm going to pursue engineering in college.
Okay.
And I'm thinking about biomedical engineering because I've had a lot of like injuries as a tennis player, and to be able to kind of give back in that way would be something I'm interested in. But I don't know if like being a doctor is something I want to do, but working in that field is something I'm interested in. So we'll see.
Okay. There's still some time there.
Yeah.
And, you know, you still figure things out along the way. And I always ask this question because I'm curious. Is there any class that you've taken, say, recently, or maybe something you're taking now, like an elective, maybe, that has struck you more than you thought it would? Something that you're enjoying a little bit more than you expected?
Well, not really an elective, but physics. I just, like, really enjoy the topic. And it was not something I expected. It was just like, I took the AP, like one of the APs last year. And I think that the way of thinking that you have to use in that class is something I just really like. And yeah, I honestly don't know why I am so interested in it, but I am. So I think that surprised me a bit.
And that's all to taking it as it comes. I mean, there you go. You discovered something there that you didn't expect, and that might end up being part of the things that you think about moving forward. So good for you. It's all about that learning experience. Now, I also know, and Coach mentioned earlier that it's homecoming week, and you're in charge of some of the homecoming festivities, I guess would be the best way to put it. What's it like there at school with it being homecoming week? I know that's exciting stuff.
Not a lot of time for anything, but it's fun. Yeah, I'm president of athletic council with two of my friends, and it's a lot of work every day. There's something new, but it's super fun. And I think this year we've really upped the spirit. Like two nights ago was like this bonfire thing, but we were able to get like food trucks and a DJ and all of these things. So I think that this year has been an exceptionally kind of fun homecoming week. And, you know, it's hard to kind of balance everything because I have to go to all the events, but it's been super fun. So yeah, I'm excited for the games this weekend.
Now, I also noticed, and we talked about this before we started recording, that you're the president of the Global Issues Network. What do you do there?
Oh, well, that's through, freshman year, I did an online school kind of for tennis, and I lived in Florida, which was interesting. During the pandemic is kind of a way to get out of that hybrid mess at home. And I joined that club, and it's kind of like a model UN in a way. You go to conferences and they're online and international, and they'll occur from like 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. or something because of the time difference. And you just discuss different global issues, but they're more niche than just like global warming. Like you focus on something kind of unique and then propose a solution, and you have to implement some sort of solution. So whether that means working with a brand and donating, like you have to actually do something instead of just come up with a solution.
Oh, that's great. And that's a fantastic learning experience there too. And obviously something that's very relevant and something that's very applicable to the current world. Now also I see that you're a volunteer tennis coach. You work with some kids out on Long Island?
Yeah, during the summers I teach tennis for like about, you know, 2 hours a few times a week. And yeah, it's really fun. They're usually, it's on a mini court. So the organization, I guess, got enough money to build this just single small court. And there's like 10 kids on the one court. They're usually like 8 years old. So it's very hard to manage. So it definitely teaches me some like other skills, but like it's really fun to, you know, work on technique and teach them. And it becomes more than just that too. So,
oh, I'm sure. I'm sure there's a lot of fun there and, you know, new friendships, you know, and also fun for you just trying to wrangle, you know, 10, 8 year olds, you know, to concentrate on playing some tennis. So you did mention earlier when we talked about homecoming that there's a lot going on, a lot for you to concentrate on. And obviously you do a lot. So, and I ask everybody this, is there anything that you do for yourself when maybe if you're allowed at any point to take a breather? Do you have any hobbies? Do you have anything you like to do to just kind of relax a little bit and step back?
Yeah, I think the main thing is just hanging out with my friends. Like I like to be social. And I think that like, you know, whether it's just getting lunch with my friends or getting breakfast or, you know, doing something with them is always kind of relaxes me. But other than that, I like, I used to like yoga. I haven't done that as much lately, but like doing the YouTube videos or something like stretching and stuff was fun. And I love to listen to music. So sometimes I'll just like listen to music while I do something else. And I feel like that calms me down too.
Well, yeah. And that is nice. And you know, anything to just kind of distract you for a moment, you know, from all those thoughts that are, you know, so focused all the time. And after a while, you just need to break that focus just a little bit, even just for a couple of seconds or a silly conversation with your friends, which is fantastic. So
I'm pretty like chill in general. Like I don't think I'm super focused. I mean, I am, but also like I definitely have balanced everything very well. So,
well, that is good. That is good. And I definitely do feel a chill there, Victoria. So I, so before we wrap things up here, Coach, why don't you talk to me about Victoria one more time and moving forward with the season and just some last thoughts here.
Sure. So Victoria is about, as we talked about earlier, about to compete in the Section 1 tournament. And if all goes well and she plays her best, which is fantastic level, she'll go on to compete at the state tournament, which is held in Albany in a couple of weekends. That's where the top 32 singles players will play in Schenectady, New York. And of course, there's a lot of other girls that have developed over the years. So it's always a tough competition. And then our team, of course, is also going to be competing in the team postseason tournament. So that's where the best 12 small schools, there's two different divisions. There's a large school division for schools like Scarsdale and Mamaroneck and Horse Greeley. You know, but we're in the small school division. So we're going to compete with Edgemont and Byram Hills. Those are just two examples of other very good small schools in our division. And that's going to take place not this weekend, but next weekend. And hopefully we'll pull that out. And if we win the section title there, we'll compete in the state tournament of that tournament. So I'm really excited about the rest of our season.
Well, that's great. A lot to look forward to. And good luck to you all when it comes to the team. And good luck to you personally there, Victoria, you know, as you move forward as well. And again, when it comes to the team aspect of things, yes, keep turning to the youngsters and they'll keep turning to you in that singular sport to make it to make it feel more teamwork like.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. Well, for Bronxville High School's Victoria McEnroe, I'm Frankenberry, and you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Athlete of the Week. And we'll be back same time next week right here on 100.7 WHUD. So please join us again then.